Hey, it's Amelia, aka Big Tit.
And I'm Natasha, aka Little Tit.
And together, we're the Graveyard Girls.
Hello.
And welcome
you
to...
You can say welcome. Hello and welcome.
To scary stories, spooky encounters, whatever the fuck we're calling this.
Other people's hauntings, I wanted to call it. Because it was like a play on an EP that I have, but... I don't think that would work because it's not technically all hauntings.
Yeah. They're just weird things, basically.
Yeah. We haven't found any true crime ones as of recording.
Yeah, I know. I was a bit disappointed by that. I was hoping someone was going to know a murderer.
Yeah. And don't ask people online about it because they get very defensive.
Yeah, they get really angry. We've had some really angry messages about this thing. I'm like, all right, chill out, mate.
And then I just delete the entire thing. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry.
Like I don't know why people are so aggressive.
It's like when I misspoke in that TikTok the other day. Jesus.
I just feel like, I get it. Like people, like you need to be accountable for like what you say sometimes. But I feel like other people are so overly sensitive to everything now. Like you can't say anything.
This is why I don't post anything online.
No, just, just. People are so pathetic. They all need to grow up.
Don't say that.
But people listeners. Are all pathetic. I'm sorry, but they are.
Anyway, welcome back to...
welcome back to episode 2 of the Spooky Amelia's Stories Rant. Season, yeah.
Those of you that join us every week, thank you. And those of you who are new, welcome.
Yeah,
and...
welcome. Yeah, for those of you that are new, this is not what we normally do. We don't normally read out other people's stuff. We do our own true crime mysteries and conspiracy theory cases.
We also don't start off with a rant. Usually.
I don't know, there's been quite a few.
It depends on like the week we've had.
Yeah, what mood we're in. yeah, so that's a bit different, but we're doing this for spooky season, so
because it's October.
Yeah, so my this is a kind bear. Of special. Last year we had a witch trial season, so this year we've gone for spooky stories that are other people's. We wanted everyone to get involved,
and I feel like I'm still slightly burnt out from all the research from that, so I thought doing this way,
it's like it seems ages ago, but it also doesn't. I also feel like now, like every week, like I've missed something because I'm not doing anywhere near as much writing as I was for season.
That's why I'm like, oh, we've missed a witch trial. I was like, no, it's fine. We've done them all. Yeah. That was last year.
It's fine. It's done and dusted now. So if you want to go find that, it's still available. The full series is available on Patreon, but there's still some of the free episodes on the free stream platforms. Just not the full season.
No, what we did to like kind of like help break them up, we didn't number them. We just titled them witch
trial season. Was it witch trial season? I think it was witch trial season.
It's called witch or something.
Just
go back to
you'll find them. Yeah. They're there somewhere. I think it starts from the end of August through till the end of September or something like that. I think
end of October.
Or was it?
I'm sure it was.
Yeah, about 9 weeks. Yeah, that makes sense. 27 episodes. It was 9 weeks, 3 a week. Yeah, that's right. See, part of my brain still functions. The bits I need to function don't work, but you know, it's fine. Should we get into these spooky, scary, weird stories before I waffle too much?
Okay. Sorry, I'm just reading the name I have to read. Okay.
Okay. Well, this first one, I'm presuming these, carrying on from last week, these are the Reddit ones.
Yes.
Because this is Six Shredder. Okay. I was fly fishing about an hour from my apartment here in Montana. I was generally familiar with the area and had fished in that stream a couple of times before. It was starting to get to dusk and I was making my way around the final bend before the stream ducked under a makeshift bridge that served as an informal trailhead. It could maybe fit one or two cars on the shoulder of the dirt road. However, there was clearly no cars or trucks parked there. I got up to the bank and started walking towards the bridge. I saw there were some small huckleberry bushes off the edge of the bank. I started picking some of the berries. It had only been a minute or two when out of nowhere I heard what sounded like a sizable tree fall over. It scared the shit out of me because it was a calm summer night, no wind, nothing. The sound seemed like it was not more than a couple of hundred feet off. It got my blood going, but the curious thing was how it was dead silent after the crash. I figured if it was a bear or a large animal like a moose, I'd hear something. Shuffling feet, branches crackling in the distance, but I heard nothing. Now, I can't say this was Bigfoot, obviously, but it was something out of the ordinary, and it seemed more than just happenstance.
Ooh, okay. I have heard the theory that Bigfoot tends to only eat berries, especially huckleberries.
Okay, that would explain it, but can he knock a whole tree over?
Apparently so. There's constant, like, you'd hear like wood knocks that tend to be like Bigfoot's doing that.
Or... it's like a massive woodpecker.
No, it's just like one like not just a constant. Maybe a woodpecker. They're known to like throw massive like things at a normal human. Hissy fit.
Might throw his I'm fit. Fucking angry, just push this tree over.
Maybe. That's how, yeah, that might be a hissy fit. But yeah, they're known to like throw massive rocks at people, like just to scare them. So the tree could have been.
Maybe it was a particularly weak tree. If we want to rationalise this and it just, I don't know, it just gave up in life.
I like the idea that it was Bigfoot.
I do like the idea of a Bigfoot.
Like you're eating Bigfoot's berries, so you know you better back up.
Yeah, don't want to steal his dinner.
Yeah, like what else is he supposed to eat?
Yeah.
You? He's not going to eat you, otherwise he would have eaten you by now.
Yeah, I feel like Bigfoot doesn't really like to eat people. I feel like he...
I think he's defensive of his area.
That's why. He'll attack to defend himself or herself.
Themselves.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't think they eat people. I feel like, because wasn't there another story where we said they went for jam sandwiches? Because if he likes berries, I feel like he'd like a jam sandwich. Was it your Dennis Martin?
Oh, maybe.
But yeah, do you not think he'd... I like to think he'd have a little picnic rather than...
Maybe. So you're thinking a bit like Yogi Bear.
Yeah.
He'll steal your sandwich.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or like the tiger that came for tea.
Yeah.
That's how I like to think of him.
Okay.
I'm thinking of like Harry and the Hendersons, so you know.
Yeah. That's all I think of Bigfoot. But we never know. Shall I tell you
more? I'll let you go on with yours.
Oh, it's what you should have read because what it entails.
Okay.
So I don't know how I'm supposed to pronounce this username. It's GMY_ICCUG.
Okay. I have no idea either, so it's pointless asking me.
So, they say, I was sitting on my roof smoking one night. Kind of a weird place to do it, but I like looking at the stars. But out of nowhere, there's a line of red lights, like 8 or 10, that were flying through the city as soon as it was to be passing over the city I was in. They all disappeared at once. I live out in the desert on the edge of town.
Are they hypothesizing aliens?
Yes.
Don't like it.
That's why I was like... You wouldn't like it.
I don't know. I think I don't know, it could be like a drone or something. Or, you know, like someone's got a silly laser and is just playing silly little games.
Maybe, but I'm thinking because they said desert, but they didn't specify. Remember the Phoenix Triangle?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I'm thinking similar.
I don't know. I just think I'm very sceptical.
You are.
This sort of thing. I'm probably not the best person to ask.
I think also, like, this type of, like, area where this person lives, there are weird lights.
Yeah.
Because there's no, like,
light. Yeah, it's not city light. It's, like, in the middle of kind of what... It's on the edge of nowhere.
Yeah.
It makes me think it sounds very, like, Area 51. Yeah.
Maybe, but that's just because...
I'm going to go if it's something military.
It could be.
That's what my theory is on this one.
I am going UFO because it's unidentified.
Oh, yeah.
But it could be.
I think it's military.
It sticks to the script of what we asked, is what I'm saying.
Yes. And I just don't like alien things.
Okay. You want to share?
Yeah, okay. I'll go for another one. So this has been sent in from Big Mountain 20.
Okay.
I did have some ghost/paranormal experiences as a kid, but those can be explained away with reason. I like this person. I've never seen a cryptid or an alien. Just like me. I don't believe in aliens. Well, not that they don't believe in aliens, I just haven't seen them. I just think that they're funny. I like the idea of a cryptid. Alien, not so much. It's not that I don't like aliens. I just want to... If they're there, I want to see one.
This is not what the person's saying.
No, it's not, but I'm getting distracted.
You sure are.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll carry on with their story now, uninterrupted. Oh, okay, maybe I don't like this next sentence. I don't like this person anymore. And at least aliens definitely exist. Okay. The universe is too big for Earth to be the only planet with life. That I do agree with. I believe it's aliens that made us the way we are in the first place. God is an alien. Angels and demons are aliens. They're just powerful extraterrestrial life forms who have mastered bending the laws of the universe to their will. Possibly they're immortal as well. Sorry about the tangent. I like aliens.
I thought this was a interesting viewpoint.
I get it. I agree with them with there being life forms on other planets. That I do agree with. I just want to see proof if it's fucking aliens. I don't like the fact that there's nothing, no proof at all, apparently. Or what it is like, I just want to see an actual fucking alien. Not the, oh, there was a few beams of light in the air. And there's a funny shaped head person, but no one's ever actually seen them. Because, you know, like, they're too scary to be seen. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to see one. I don't see what's so scary about these fucking aliens.
I don't know.
I'm not going to be scared of an alien.
Yes, but people en masse, maybe.
Well, they're stupid, so.
But then again, a few weeks ago, or maybe a few months ago at this point, there was like a UFO kind of trial going on and no one really paid attention. So maybe in time.
Yeah, I just feel like now with everything else that's come out, I don't see why we can't learn about the whole alien thing. Like, maybe 100 years ago, yeah, they didn't really get it, but they also didn't get lots of medical things. And now that we've sort of got past that stage and, like, the whole technology thing, like, I feel like, why should we be so scared of it? Because I stick by my comment from a previous episode that I think was last year of, like, we've accepted Donald Trump, we've, like, allowed that to rule that America and walking around. Yeah, but I'm saying we've accepted that.
Yeah.
So the alien surely can't be more terrifying than what that man's willing to go along with.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if you can have people like that walking around on the planet and being in charge of things, what is the aliens going to do that's worse than that?
Yeah. You have an interesting point.
Yeah. I just don't see what's so scary about it. Everyone's saying we're not ready for aliens, but we've literally let that walk around and rule a country.
That person is a man who may be going to jail for his crimes. Maybe not. Maybe. Yeah, anyway, let's get back to...
I stand by my comment.
So okay. This one comes from Stoner Plumber. Now, this is an interesting one. I encountered a skinwalker.
Was he stoned?
I don't know. It was the most terrifying thing I have ever happened to me. I saw a deer once while in the woods, and it looked directly at me and stood up, I'm assuming on two legs, because that's usually the case of a skinwalker. And I could feel it try to communicate to me telepathically, saying it was a man. I will never go back to that spot again or anywhere near it. This is very consistent with skinwalker stories I've heard.
Yeah, and in last week's episode, was there not one where they'd had the see-through-y deer thing? Yeah. Could be kind of similar, if we want to agree with the whole paranormal thing. I would question, given the Stone username,
plummet, yes.
If the person was stoned.
Or maybe they needed to be stoned after the fact.
Maybe. Oh, maybe that's why they started taking drugs. Maybe.
But yeah, consistent stories.
Yeah, it fits in.
I always hear very
the ones.
Tends to be a deer, but they don't quite get the deer right, and then the deer tends to like stand up on two legs rather than one, and then you're like, wait a minute.
Okay. Should I do
the
next one? Okay. This one, I think it's the same person, but they sent in a couple of different stories.
They have.
Okay. So I'll read them all out together, but I'll start this first one. So this is from The Mothman, probably.
Oh, okay.
We still haven't done our episode on Mothman. We really need to do one.
I was just thinking, do we have a story about Mothman in these? I don't think we do, damn it.
Okay.
But we have one from Mothman themselves.
Okay. I have many personal experiences. I grew up in historic houses with unsavoury histories.
Ooh.
One that's notoriously haunted was being remodelled basically the whole time that I grew up. So for context, this person lived next door to the parents and the parents owned this house.
Okay.
The first time I heard something in there, I was 5 or 6. I went in by myself to get my bike helmet. It was on the first floor and I heard heavy footprints walking up on the third floor or in the attic. I had unlocked the door, and when I went in, the house had never had any homeless in it. Over the next few years, I had two different friends see a figure in the windows of the house. And I heard the footsteps many more times. So
I think that's very consistent, like footsteps, especially in older houses.
Yeah.
It's like there's something called like residual haunting, where it's like, it's not necessarily like an active haunting, it's just something's replaying over and over again.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm taking away from
the story. That's okay. No, that's fine. I also learned last year that around the same time I first heard the footsteps, my hearth brother, who was in his 30s at the time, was in that house alone and saw me. He told me he said hi, but that I just walked away and ignored him. He went back to the house I lived in, and I was sitting in the kitchen. I was sitting at the kitchen table eating. Mm-hmm. He asked how I'd got in there so fast, and I didn't know what he was talking about. He also lived in the house prior to the renovations, as did my parents, and they all have stories. The bit about him going back is a bit weird. Yeah. The brother, yeah. It's a bit strange. Yeah, I know. There's a bit weird about him seeing the whole... or thinking he's seen the brother, mm-hmm. saying hello to him, and then him just being in the other house all along.
So. He's just like, what
you're
is about?
It like a ghost...
child?
Or like impersonator, like it's a ghost impersonating people that you know.
Or do you know what they say that is? They say that's a demon.
Mm. Okay, you might have demons in that house then.
Maybe.
might cause more questions than answers. Okay, moving on back to the story. Then by the time I was in high school, the house we were living in became pretty active. Footsteps in the attic, chairs moving around the rooms that nobody was in, doors slamming. One night I woke up and looked at my alarm clock across the room, and there I saw a 6 to 7 foot tall shadow that was standing by the window.
Absolutely not.
Don't like that one at all. A few months later, I was the only one at home. Everyone else was out of town. I got home late from a car meet at around 3:45. I lay down and was woken up 15 minutes later by an 8 foot tall solid wood door in the hallway next to my room sliding open. Then sliding all the way back closed. Don't like this.
No.
This door was heavy enough that I struggled to move it. Okay, so the wind's not blowing this open.
Well, yeah, it's 8 foot.
I laid there terrified, listening for footsteps, but there weren't any. I was too scared to open my eyes and make any movements. I would eventually fall back to sleep. I wouldn't have fucking fallen back to sleep after that. I'd have been like, no, I'm getting up now. I'm waiting. I'm staying awake till everyone else gets home.
I would have been under my duvet and then I would have passed out.
Yeah.
I'd be like, they can't just get stop you breathing. Under the duvet.
Yeah. Okay. So they then sent us a second story afterwards as a follow up. So I will read that along with this one. Mm-hmm. So my mum was laying in bed waiting on my dad to get home from work one night. Nobody else was living in the house and she was on the second floor. She heard him come home, open and close the front door, walk up the stairs and open their bedroom door and walk up to her side of the bed. She said, "Hi, honey," opened her eyes, but nobody was there.
Oh no.
I don't like that. So, I mean, I suppose it's better than it being a stranger when you turn over.
Yeah.
I'd rather it be nothing than a strange man, yeah, with an axe or something, yeah. We'll go with that, that's a bit better. My brother had a Dalmatian that would lay at the end of the bed, under the covers with just his head out.
Aww.
He would growl and bark at something in the living room some nights. Don't like that. No animals or anything were in there, and it happened like once a week. They do say pets are more sensitive to things, don't they, especially dogs. We also had a multitude of construction workers that were working on the house who claimed to see a few different spirits. One of them was seen by 10 workers running from the third floor all the way down the stairs and out the front door. People on each floor and people in the front yard all saw the same man.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah. So was it like a see-through person or they think they saw an actual person?
Maybe they just saw a person and it wasn't one of the crew.
And then they were like, who's this?
Yeah.
They came back later. We're like, yeah, we had no idea who that guy is. Okay. So also, my best friend had a playful spirit in their house. Only at night when the house was quiet, the ghost would push the buttons on the dryer, making it beep. They, of course, named it Beep, which is a bit cute.
That's very cute.
And if you opened the laundry room door, it would stop. Or if you yelled at it to stop, it would, but only for 20 minutes or so. And then it would start again.
Okay.
So it's like it does kind of listen to your instructions.
It does.
I feel like it's a naughty child.
Maybe. Maybe it could help out with the washing.
Maybe. So yeah, this person's obviously had a lot of, well, at least them and their families had a lot of experiences. So maybe this person's just like super sensitive and like attracts ghosts so that families and friends always see them. Maybe they're like a magnet for spirits.
Some people are, though, or they claim to be, don't they?
They've stolen all my sightings. That's why I've not had any.
I have another ghost one for us. So this comes from Nature and Wonder.
Yeah.
I've had many experiences, from knocking, objects getting moved around when no one was there, scratches, and a figure standing at the edge of my bed staring at me. Mm-mm. Absolutely not. I've also experienced other things while out that would be a cryptid. Ooh, but the very first paranormal experience that I can recall involved my cousin and I. We were little, maybe 8 or 9 years old. Some older kids taught us how to play a game. Later, it would be learned that this was essentially a seance.
Oh.
That's probably not a good thing. Things got pretty serious during that game. Yeah, I'm not surprised. So we decided to end it. We gained a lot of info from it. So this is shortened by a lot, but the basement door that led to the front door, one could only be open at a time. A faceless lady in a reddish pink shirt, who was described in the game, walked Ooh. From the basement door through the front door. Ooh.
I don't like this. Scary lady.
We also ended up doing research, and her information was confirmed. She died the way she died, according to the yep. game, and it was right next to the house. She was friendly, but it just kind of creeped us out that it was actually working, which is why we ended this session.
Okay, yeah, I get that, to be
Never
fair.
Played it again, and I don't go looking for anything really, but I've had a lot of things seek me out, which even in my dreams, that Ooh. Tends to happen. People say don't...
The lady's coming back. she wasn't finished.
Not necessarily the lady. Sometimes it's just like, because you've opened yourself up.
Or the other one's like, seance. Oh, we can speak to this one.
Yeah.
If not either that, or the lady, she wasn't happy that you finished the session early and she had more to tell you.
Because even my dad, he doesn't believe in paranormal stuff, but he's like, never do Ouija boards in the house because you open yourself up.
Ooh.
And I'm just like, well, a non-believer believes
that.
Can
we do one now?
Okay.
We just won't tell your dad.
Okay. But then, like, we'll start getting haunted. You know, it's fine yeah, if you get fine. Haunted because yeah. you don't have any experiences.
Yeah, because then for next year, for the spooky season, we can have one with real experiences from ghosts. There we go. So that's how we follow it. Oh, that's next year sorted.
Okay.
Just got to get the Ouija board out. Blast Santa for one.
Okay.
Okay. I've got another one. Interesting username. So this one's from Humongous Bullsack. They said that they had heavy footsteps upstairs for minutes on one end when I'm alone in the house. I also saw a shadowy figure walk across behind a window. This is quite a common theme in them, isn't it? Mm. I could only see its head, but it was taller than everyone else in my family by a good margin. It looked bold, I think.
Oh, yes. I think even a shadow, you could tell if someone's got hair or yeah. they're bold.
Strange. Yeah, the whole walking by the window thing, that seems to be quite a common... theme. We've had that in quite a few of the paranormal ones, I think.
We have.
But yeah. I don't know. A bit strange. Wouldn't really like that, I don't think. I think it's more freaked me off if it stopped and then, like, stopped and peered at you through the window. But then would you be able to explain that as an actual person?
Don't know. Not necessarily.
Depends whether they had scary red eyes.
Okay, this next one, I'm not sure how to pronounce. I'm going to go with Haven Next 117.
Okay.
They wrote, seen Bigfoot as like a 6 or 7 year old at my aunt's cabin before I'd heard of anything else. My buddy saw it as well, and we made hand-drawn posters warning people of Monkey Man in the woods.
I like this one. Are you sure they didn't watch, just to rationalise this, are you sure they didn't watch Harry and the Hendersons in the cab?
No, I'm going to say I'm gonna
I
say
want
that
it to be real, because I really want to see a Bigfoot.
I'm going
to
say that they saw Bigfoot. We need to go to this person's aunt's house.
Yeah,
cabin.
Can you send us an address, please? We yes, need please. A holiday. I like that one. I do like Bigfoot ones.
I do like Bigfoot ones.
Okay, this next one's from Federal Echo 2599. When I was about 10, I was about to fall asleep on the couch because it was too hot to sleep up in my room. I just had a sheet on me and I was turned towards the back of the couch when I felt a cold hand press on my back. Don't really like that. Nobody was in the room but me.
No.
I don't like it.
Ghost is just trying to keep you cool. No, I don't like it.
Although, to be fair, with how hot it's been this week, I could maybe do with that from a ghost.
I know.
Can those cool ghosties...
put some...
Yeah, can cool me down.
Okay, this comes from Consistent Bus 1917.
9070.
Oh, see, it's that number thing again, Amelia. It's like... Okay. Dyslexia, but for numbers.
That is a thing.
Okay.
It is.
Okay.
You can be dyslexic in numbers.
I think that's what I have.
Okay.
Anyway, They wrote, "Always have believed. When I was 5, I was walking home from the bus stop and came across a teenage girl crying.
Oh.
She was dressed in 1960s hippies clothes and lived in the middle of nowhere, so I knew all the kids. I asked why she was crying and if she was okay. She shook her head and kept walking. I turned around and she was gone." Mm-hmm. It was very odd.
Where did she go?
Where did she go? That's weird.
She's in a bush.
I'm assuming there's no bushes around. Maybe. I don't know. "I was a youth pastor in a church in a small city. The third floor bathroom was haunted. Water would turn on in the sink when I was in there."
Oh, Myrtle.
Oh, yeah, it's Myrtle. Myrtle. "And it was one of those old-fashioned sinks with separate faucets in the corners for hot and cold. I'd be sitting there and the water would turn on. Other times we would hear kids' sneakers squeaking, running up and down the hallway."
Ooh,
oh, okay. Oh, I thought there was a ghost then there, Amelia. It was just you lifting up a piece of paper.
Me. I'm the ghost. Oh, what a twist, like a turn of events.
It's like,
all this time you think I've been real and I've not, I've been a ghost.
Yeah, what's that Bruce Willis film?
I don't know, we're going to have to find out and then like edit into the episode. You're going to have to randomly blurt it out. No, I know what you're like, and I can't think now.
It's not Signs. It's like Signs.
I'm sure it starts with an S.
Jesus.
I don't know. Okay, well, people, someone out there will know what we're talking about.
The Bruce Willis film with Haley Joel Osment.
Oh, I don't know the name of her.
I See Dead People, that one.
Yeah.
To spoil it, Bruce Willis is a ghost the whole time. What is that film called?
I don't know.
Sixth Sense.
There we go, see, told you it's over the nest.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if in all these episodes, like even when you're doing the recording, the playback, you keep hearing me and like you think I exist, but then in reality, you know,
no one else can hear
these episodes. Yeah, there's just massive long pauses where I'm talking and I'm not actually real.
Can someone tell me if that's true or not? Because
no, you don't keep fucking with her.
Okay, I like what this next one includes. I don't like the name of it, but I had heard of this one many times.
Wait, I thought I was reading the notes.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I'm reading what it says, and I'm just like, I know you're reading it, but I'm looking forward to you reading it out loud.
Okay, so this one was sent in from Julia June 96, and they've titled this one "My Skunk Ape Vacation Story."
Yeah.
Okay, so already sounds interesting, and this is apparently how they got into cryptids. Okay. So this happened in 2011. I was maybe 12 or 13 years old, and I was with my parents in Florida at a hotel, going to Disney soon for the first time. They wanted to get to Disney early, so we called for a cab around 6 or 7 a.m. since it was a decent drive. I remember being excited just to be in Florida since I lived in New York. I watched out of the window and the sun was already up, but the roads were very empty and quiet. We were travelling on the highway with dividers in the highway on the other side parallel to us. And past the other side was tons of open green fields with wilderness, which I was looking at. Being from New York, Long Island, I never saw such lush, flat fields of green. And this is when things about to take a turn.
Ooh.
All of a sudden, I noticed up ahead a tall, huge, dark figure at the edge of the road. It looked like he wanted to cross the highway, but he was stationary as we drove by. My first thought was that this was a billboard or something. Since we have big billboards for ads on the highway, I glanced at it and suddenly got a sharp, intense feeling in my gut.
Oh.
Like someone had punched me. I did a double take and stared at it as we drove by. It looked human shaped, but like a huge dark mass with thick, almost black fur and a weird shaped head, and it was definitely alive. And it wasn't human.
Oh.
Okay. I remember saying for my mum to look at this big thing standing there, but she was too busy looking at the map and ignored me. I was intrigued, and it was at the back of my mind for the entire vacation. When I got home, I started looking into it, and that's when I learned about Bigfoot as well as other cryptids and became obsessed with. I saw the skunk ape Bigfoot of Florida. It looked exactly like it.
Oh.
My parents don't believe me, but I know what I saw, and it gave me an intense physical reaction and that something wasn't right. It was my instincts.
Oh, I don't like that they call it the skunk ape because it makes me think it's very stinky.
Yeah, I mean, I think they are supposed to be stinky.
They are stinky, but I think because of the Florida humidity, it's just extra.
Yeah, well, I wonder what it was going to be when it said skunk ape, because I've never heard them call it that before.
No, have you not?
No, I've not.
I listened to a podcast called Bigfoot Collectors Club, and they have a round, because they have guests on.
Right.
And they, it's like, if you believe it, you say believe it. If you don't believe it, you call it bullshit.
Okay.
And they have and the host has to get the person to believe in the skunk ape. So I kind of know about that. But I'm just like, it's Bigfoot.
I do want a Bigfoot. I want a Bigfoot. Not a stinky one.
You want a Bigfoot. Well, I think they are stinky, so you're going to have to put up with the smell.
That's fine. I'll bath it. It's fine.
You'll bath it. bath your Bigfoot. I think I've got another Bigfoot story for us.
Okay.
And this one comes from Substantial Donkey 981.
Okay.
I was fighting a wildfire with a Native American hotshot crew in 2001. Anyway, this happened in northern Montana on the Canadian border. It was about a 20-minute helicopter ride from the nearest road, so this is like remote. Mm. They asked to be removed from duty because they saw Bigfoot's nest, according to them. We went later the next day to see what spooked them, and it was a weird lean-to in a really deep, heavily covered draw the fire had jumped. So I'm thinking, like, that's the dry patch.
Right, okay.
Nobody asked any questions or made fun. They weren't joking around, and to their belief system, as I understood it, it was a big deal. The spot definitely had a strange vibe. Something big had bedded down there and weaved branches into a large 5 to 10 foot centimeter rough nest. So that's something pretty big.
Yeah, you're not going to miss it. To be fair, Bigfoot's big. But I also find it really weird when they describe it as like a nest, because when you think of a nest, you think of birds.
What I've seen, I'm going to be like one of those weirdos who like believes in stuff. So I watch a Bigfoot thing, and it's like these professional animal things, like a primatologist looks into apes and stuff. So she's bringing her understanding of how apes bed down and stuff.
Right, okay.
And the nests they find are very similar to apes.
Okay. Which then makes me just think of like horses when we make them a straw bed for them to lay.
Yeah, essentially. The same thing. Yeah. So yeah, it's just like something bedding down on the ground rather than sleeping wherever.
So they're all cozy and warm.
So they are all cozy, but they find these nests in like groups. So they're thinking, I don't know if they think like Bigfoot is the missing link between humans and apes.
Right, okay.
And that's why they're
depends
still
who you want to believe.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's the Substantial Donkey.
Okay, so this next one's from Curtie von Nugar. That's what I'm going with.
I think, yeah. That's what we think.
Okay. I used to have serious sleep paralysis episodes. I know there's a scientific explanation. I just think it's a load of total bullshit. I absolutely feel something evil on my chest. Fucking hell. Inches away from my face. And I knew that if I opened my eyes, I would see some deeply horrifying shit. So I never opened my eyes. I think that's person might have some problems.
I kind of believe that the sleep paralysis thing is actually like a demon.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I'm not convinced yet. It was a presence that felt like it hated me more than anything, and wanted to make me suffer before it killed me. Thankfully, when I moved out of that house, the episodes immediately stopped.
See, this is what I'm saying. Like,
maybe they got better sleep. Maybe they got better bed.
I don't think it's as simple as that. It always seems like if you move location, it kind of stops, and then therefore I'm like, well, what the fuck?
Yeah, but is it that, or is it like in your head?
I don't know.
Because you know, like when you really think about one thing, like you keep thinking about it more. So if, like, if you think you've got a demon in your bed.
Yeah. Do you have a demon in
your... demon in my bed. Maybe it just keeps happening. And then you move somewhere else and you go, it's going to be fine when we get to this new place. It's not going to happen anymore. And then it doesn't happen that first night. You're like, oh, see, I knew it wasn't. And then,
maybe.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you trick yourself into it.
But, like, thankfully, I've never experienced it and I do not want to experience it. But part of me thinks, like, it's real.
So you don't want a demon in your bed.
I don't want a demon in my bed, no. So this comes from Disastrous Step 537. At a cemetery checking out graves when I was a teenager, I heard a small voice say, mine, from a few feet away. I looked up to see a young girl in a little dress standing behind my mother, who was knelt down inspecting a grave. When I moved my eyes a little, she was gone. Mm-hmm. I walked over to where my mum was, and it was the grave of a young girl. That sealed it for me. I'm a Christian, and I know that there are spirits in the Bible, but that experience convinced me for the rest of my life that ghosts are a thing.
Oh. So I'm presuming it's supposed to be that little girl of the grave.
Of the grave, yeah.
Or could it be another relative? Like a twin, weird twin thing.
Why would they say mine?
It's over half of her.
Okay, mine. That'd be weird. Especially seeing something and then like you just move your eyes a little bit and then it's gone.
Not there. But also like, how does she know? Like, it's just weird when people see things like that, because then I'm thinking, how do you, like, it could be mine, but then it could also be a kid. You know, like, kids play a trick. Like, they just see that it's a little girl's name and they decide that that's what, you know, like, when kids decide they want something to be theirs.
that grave is mine. So,
Twist, it was a real child. They were with another, like, family. She went, oh, this is mine. Like, maybe it had the same name.
Maybe.
And then she quickly did a runner.
I don't think it happened. I think they saw a thing because it disappeared.
I just haven't seen a ghost and it really annoys me because I kind of want to see one.
Which is kind of good. So like you're the skeptic here and I'm the like half believer because I've had experiences myself. Which is good. So then we can be like, well, no, this is bullshit. And I'm like, no, this could happen.
Because all the ghosts seem to be the same. Like they're nearly always little girls or Victorian women that like wailing. Like, why are they all the same? Like, where's all the modern ghosts? Like, where's the chubby ghosts?
Purgatory.
Do you know what I mean? Like, why is it all old ghosts?
Maybe the modern ghosts or the chubby ghosts, like, they're fine with you just, like, putting on the TV and not doing anything.
Oh, okay.
So they don't feel the need.
They just can't be asked to haunt.
Yeah, that would be me.
Oh, no, I think if I was a ghost, I think I would want to haunt everyone. I'd want to, like, mindfuck everyone.
Depends on who.
Oh, no, I think I'd have fun. Because, like, you think, like, you're dead forever now. So, like, I just have so much fun, like, freaking people out.
Yeah, it would be
fun. I'd be doing something all the time.
That'd be your only entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not like you're not going to get tired or anything, are
you? I think I'd be a helpful ghost.
It depends on the person.
I'd be helpful to nice people.
If I died here and I came back, I'd help you with things.
Okay.
But then if someone else came in the house, I'd scare the shit out of them.
Okay, that's depends on who, though. Don't scare everyone away.
Okay.
But you can go live in the garage if you want with Jeff.
Could finally get married to Jeff.
Yeah.
Because you took him away from me, Natasha.
I did not take him away. He wanted to be married to me.
I did not. You stole him from me. Kill my Jeff.
It's so weird because my neighbour who died is called Jeff and he's not the one in the garage.
Well, that's what Natasha says.
Well, those ashes were there before he died.
Shush.
Okay.
We may or may not have just admitted to a murder. Right, swiftly moving on. This one is from Go Ask Alice. When I was a kid, we lived in a big old house that had been converted into an upstairs-downstairs duplex, but it was all a family living area. One morning I was awake, but still in bed, and I saw this really fancy-looking couple walk through my wall, across my room and through the other wall. I told my mum about it, and she had me describe the people. Turns out that three other members of the family had seen the lady I saw, but I was the only one who ever saw her with her husband. Later on, I found out that my mum and two aunts used a Ouija board and the ghost said her name was Emily. They confirmed through town records that Emily had lived there and was buried in the town cemetery a couple of miles away. Who's the mystery man? We're presuming it's a husband.
It could have been just someone she was maybe having an affair with.
Yeah, an acquaintance. Could have been a brother. Because if we're going older, lady, back then you needed a chaperone.
No.
So could have been a brother.
Could have been a brother. So them going through the wall, the theory is maybe that wall wasn't there when they were alive, so they're just going through their normal path.
I want to know, they're like, are they going for like a leisurely walk, like it'd be like through a park?
It's weird, I was imagining them like kind of dancing. Just like, ooh, oh, like dancing.
Maybe.
I don't know why.
What, like ballroom almost?
Yeah.
Sort of. Interesting.
I don't know why.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
And we need to know more. That's the thing with some of these. People are like, they've given us a little bit.
Like I said, some of these experiences, thank you for like giving them in, but also don't just say, I've experienced things.
Yeah.
Because that's not helpful.
Yeah, we've had quite a few of those. Like, yeah, I had something.
Yeah.
And then you message them back and they give you nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. Mystery.
Yeah.
We've got to do the guessing, Natasha.
It's like something happened, yeah. But what? Especially like
We've got to improvise.
I went on the true crime community and then like I asked for some people's true crime stories. And there was, I got a reply from someone who was like struggling with PTSD. And it's like, you're on here.
Mm.
You're the one dealing with the PTSD. Why are you kind of having a go at me for asking people for the true crime? You're in the community.
Yeah.
You need to take yourself out of it so you're not triggered by it. Don't have a go at me for asking for more
also,
people.
I don't get it. The whole Reddit thing was very confusing.
Yeah, I got it was banned. So it's fine.
Okay, is that
is for today's episode.
Okay, so we've got two more of these coming out. Is that right?
I think so. I've lost track. I'm gonna say two.
Okay.
We can make two if we need to.
Yeah, and then just to let you know, at the end of this, because Halloween doesn't fall on one of our usual release days, we're gonna do a Halloween special.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something a bit of a surprise, but you want to check into it because we're gonna reveal something in that episode about how you can win free things.
Yeah. So
make sure you come back for the Halloween special on the 31st.
Yes.
Just in case you didn't know when Halloween was.
Yes. And Amelia's going to have to retell me what we're doing because I keep forgetting what we're doing. I know what we're doing, but you're just...
Yeah, you've got a foggy brain.
I do have a foggy brain.
Yeah.
My froggy brain.
Your froggy brain.
My froggy brain.
Okay. In the meantime...
Keep creeping.
And we'll keep digging.